I'm Earl the Voice Thomas, and I'm with Hereditary Chief Jackie Timothy, who is one of the stars of the radio comedy shows.com. He plays the chief in Hunker Down Hollow. It's Golden Sky, Chief Golden Sky, and he plays Chief Blue Sky in Tumbleweeds. Welcome, Jackie. How are you doing?
Thank you very much. I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Very good. Tell us how you got involved in the radio comedy shows.
I was very fortunate to meet a friend, Blue. He asked me if I would be interested in doing the show, and I said, sure, I'll give it a shot, and then there it is.
So when you did your first show, what was your experience like? Were you nervous, or was it just easygoing, or how were the cast? How did it all play out for you?
Well, I was very nervous. I just seen the amount of talent that people had, and was intimidated. But I also came to know them, and they are very beautiful people.
Yeah, that's for sure. I've been able to experience that myself when I, you know, was at the first rehearsal in November there. Tell us what it was like in playing the different roles, because you had a couple of different roles.
Yeah, you know, Chief Blue Sky, it's well written. I love the way Mike has written it up, and it was fun to play a chief, and I enjoyed it. Yeah,
I noticed when we were doing the rehearsals, you were, you know, conversing with someone else, and it was going back and forth, and you were totally in the role. So did you visualize a lot what you were, you know, being the chief in this role?
Yes, I do that as an artist. I envision the whole scenario and can see it actually.
Right, and it also helps having those lines, being able to go over them and everything.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering too. I understand you're a carver artist. Tell us what's involved in that, and did that somehow help you? Because that's a creative thing, and it's creative what you're doing with the radiocomedyshows.com. Tell us about the carving.
Well, the carving has much like the circle of life of when it has the four elements. Being a carver, you not only are a carver, you're a storyteller, a singer, and a dancer. I've never really sang, or I've done a few dances, but but carving and storytelling is one of my main things.
Where are your carvings on display anywhere that we would know? Where are your carvings?
Just recently, the photos of my totem poles that I've created are at the Bill Reed Studio.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah, that's a very famous studio.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Could you tell us also about the, you do talks on Aboriginal issues from kindergarten to university.
Yes,
tell us how that all started, and how does that play out?
Well, it all started from, when the school boards got interested in sharing the culture, and how I got into sharing the culture was the students that were in the residential school survived the residential school, I call it a Holocaust, and being assimilated into the white societies, and some of the people who did survive and some who did not survive. And I explained to the children and the adults what had happened to the students, and from where it happened, and how it happened, and how I came through that.
Right. Now, when you give your talks, and when your talks are over, do you have some interaction with the people that are there, and what's that been like?
It's been really, really, it's pretty open. It's actually a healing process for me. I found it very difficult at first, the first time I tried to talk about it, because it was, there's emotional scars and such. But I find it, the importance of it is to educate the people of non-Aboriginal descent to know what the reality of being placed in a residential school and what happens in there, and what is going on with the Aboriginal society today. And the repercussions of that, not only of the survivors, but also their children and their grandchildren.
Right. It's wonderful that you're out there and being able to interact with mm-hmm. these people about these very key and important issues. Do you have a favorite role in the radio comedy shows, .com? There's one role that stands out. Has there been some roles that you haven't mentioned yet, or just want to make sure we get that covered?
Well, Golden Sky.
Golden Sky.
Yeah, I really like that one. It's like he predicts the future in such, and it's really well written.
Yeah. Bill's a good writer. What's it like to work with the cast members?
I think they're marvelous and very talented.
Yes, they have great creativity, that's for mm-hmm. sure. Brings creativity out of us.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I think we've all got it inside of us, and mm-hmm. just being around creative people creates more. I've enjoyed talking with you, Jackie. I've been with Hereditary Chief Jackie Timothy of the RadioComedyShows.com. I'm Earl the Voice Thomas. Thanks for joining me today.
Thank you, Earl.